This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating for Marywood Man, a nursing care patient. First name is Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, last name is Grant, G-R-A-N-T. Date of birth is 6-8-1947. Date of evaluation 12-1-2023. HPI history page. Complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of anxiety and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 76 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 11-16-2023 upon transfer from Trinity Health Ann Arbor. Patient's chart indicates patient has a prosthetic heart valve and had open heart surgery. He has a history of anxiety, insomnia, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertensive heart disease, non-rheumatic mitral valve insufficiency, and tricuspid insufficiency, history of atrial fibrillation, GERD, difficulty walking, patient also has COVID-19 and is currently in isolation and is frustrated about a delay in physical therapy. Patient talked about multiple stressors in his life, including issues with his stepdaughter. Patient reports that she accused him of not taking care of her mom. The patient's wife has dementia and is currently living with her daughter. Patient reports he has no children. He talked about his brother and sister who lives out of town. Patient hopes to go home after physical therapy. He acknowledged trouble falling and staying asleep and reports that he doesn't like taking Ambien, but seems to be comfortable staying on lorazepam, which helps with his anxiety. Comfortably on clonazepam, which helps with his anxiety. He's on clonopin 0.5 milligram, half tablet, Q12 hours PRN. He denied any feelings of depression. He does feel hopeful. Next paragraph, patient reports that his father was a surgeon and mother was a nurse anesthetist. Patient reports that his father had drinking problems. He reports that his mother shot herself to death in front of him. And a few months later, his brother also took his own life. Reports that there was a time he had no place to live and he started working at Pizza Hut and gradually managing pizza stores, and at one time he had 60 stores under him. He also reports that he also ran snow plowing and landscaping business. No history of hypomanic, manic, or psychotic symptoms. Next paragraph. A review of systems. General weakness. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, difficulty walking, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, history and habits. Under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, blood pressure is 111 over 63, pulse 71, respiration 18. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general overweight, male, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, restricted to his room due to COVID, gait, lying, speech clear, mood, mildly anxious, thought processes, goal-directed, association with normal thought content, talking about multiple stressors and family of origin issues, perceptual disturbances, none, level of consciousness alert, or orientation to person, time, place, with the normal memory, recent, intact for recent and memory, was attention, concentration with the normal, language with the normal, fund of knowledge, good judgment with the normal, MS, sleep disturbance, positive sleep disturbance, positive appetite disturbance. Next paragraph, medications. Under current medication, clonopin 0.5 milligram, half tablet, Q 12 hours PRN. Number two, Ambien 5 milligram, half tablet, every 24 hours PRN. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, generalized anxiety disorder, at 41.1, plans continue, clonopin and psychotherapy, encourage patient to practice deep breathing exercises. Next paragraph, primary insomnia, F51.01, plans encourage practice of sleep hygiene. Reports that he was advised against taking trazodone due to his cardiac issues. Disposition, notify service of any persistent changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 99310, under supplemental administrative, check common side effects of benzodiazepines. Next paragraph, risk benefit statements and decision to treat. In my medical determination, above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. End of dictation.